coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Brett Bielema. Badgers are 5-2 in conference, 9-2 overall, ranked 15th and 12th in the polls. Wisconsin hosts Penn State on Saturday, a 2:30 game to appear on ESPN. And in conference news, running back Monty Ball was named the Big Ten Offensive Co-Player of the Week, and linebacker Chris Borland was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Happy to see the conference give recognition to both Monty and Chris. Both guys had very, very good football games. Played a tough team down in Illinois and fortunate enough to come out with a win, come back here to Madison and have an opportunity to play in a big game against a team that's playing very, very well. And a chance to earn a right to go in the championship game. But the only thing that's in front of us now is Penn State. And all that they bring to the table, offense, defense, special teams, it's a tremendous challenge.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
Ask culture question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Travis Johnson with the Center Daily Times.
Hey, Brett, Mike Taylor and Chris Borland, what have they kind of meant to your defense and the relative success you guys have been able to have on that side of the ball this year?
Well, Trav, you know, obviously when you look at the numbers, they've made a lot of tackles.
Right.
As a linebacker coach, you always want your linebackers to hopefully lead the team in tackles, and they've done that, actually leading their conference in tackles. They are both kids that are very athletic. Both of them have battled through some trials and tribulations. Mike Taylor has blown an ACL ligament, and Chris Borland's had 3 shoulder surgeries. So they've both been through some adversity. So that's why I think when they're actually healthy and playing, they kind of play with that extra little motor. And they're really fun to watch, very productive players on film. And both of them bleed for the Badgers, which makes it that much more exciting.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Joe Giuliano with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Oh, yes. Hi, Brett. I guess it's safe to say that no one knows what head coaches go through more than other head coaches. Could you talk about what Tom Bradley has had to go through for the last 2-3 weeks in handling everything and plus getting his team ready to play football?
Yeah. I've known Tom for a long time. He's recruited South Florida and had the pleasure to have been around him and shoot the breeze about everything other than football, so I know he's a good human being. And to watch him, from afar, how he's handled everything, it's not a surprise for the people that know him. He's a class act, a guy that's been in that position for a long, long time, grooming to be a head coach. And unfortunately, this situation came about in a way I'm sure he didn't want to, and anybody wants it to come. But one of the good fortunes I had at Wisconsin was, Coach Alvarez had picked me a year in advance, and I was able to go through all those things that a head coach goes through, behind the scenes for a year. I got to watch Coach Alvarez handle the media, handle the players, handle the alumni, handle the administration, and then kind of prepare myself in a way for a year and for Tom to be thrown under fire. And it's just good people shine through in difficult times, and Tom's done a great job of that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brett, I was wondering if you thought the Big Ten deserves to get a second BCS bid this year, whether it's the loser of the Big Ten title game or somebody else.
Well, I know this. It's kind of out of my hands. Obviously, the following equations that go into it, but there's a lot of good football players and good football teams in this league this year. Defensively, I think it's as good as we've ever had. You've obviously seen some upsets, and we've lost 2 in a gut-wrenching way at the end of the game, and I know this. I kind of look at the board that's in front of us, and I see teams that have 2 losses similar to us, but sometimes they're blowout wins at home or against unranked teams, and you just don't know how some of these votes go or how the computers work. But as a member of this conference, I think that everybody in this league feels we're as competitive as anybody out there, and of course we'd love to have 2 teams that benefits our conference overall and helps everybody in the long run. So I'd for sure be in favor of us getting that opportunity.
And
us being the Big Ten Conference, not Wisconsin, whoever the highest 2 are.
Definitely. And can you tell us about your center position, I guess, with Frederick and how he played?
Yeah. We came into this year with the blessing of really having 3 guys that have played the position for at least a good amount of time. Starting off, Peter Kahns, who I think was probably playing as good as any center in college football. I've had numerous NFL people come in and kind of back that up, that they think he's a very special player. And there is an outside chance he'll be with us this weekend. If he's not, then Travis Frederick will be back in there at center, or Ryan Groy. Kind of just depends on how practice goes and who's available. So I feel confident with those 3 guys. But Freddie is a kid that actually came in his freshman year. We weren't expecting him to play. John Moffitt was a returning starter for us at that time. He actually tore his pectoral muscle the last summer workout, so we threw Freddie in there at the beginning of the game, Travis Frederick, and he just excelled. But if you knew Travis, you'd know why. Travis was a 30-plus ACT guy. He's a computer science and a computer engineering major. He's a guy that's probably the strongest kid in our weight room from here in the state of Wisconsin. He's just a true representative of what we're all about.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with the Chicago Tribune.
Happy to see Penn State show its cards last week in terms of the new offense.
Yeah, I was glad we didn't get surprised by it. But, you know, I'd heard about it during the course of the day, and then, of course, when I popped the film in on Sunday, you know, they ran a couple of guys at the position. Both of them, you know, wide receivers by nature, you know, both Drake and Belton, but both of them have quarterbacking backgrounds, and it's something that, you know, we kind of seen in every game. Anybody that we've played has had kind of that, you know, a lot of people call it the wildcat. We call it an imposter, where somebody is in there as a quarterback that's really not a quarterback. But, you know, the thing you didn't see him do is you didn't see him throw, and got to believe and be able to defend against that. They're very, very good at running the football, so it's another challenge.
Did you say you call it the imposter?
Well, that's what we've called it here. Just it's not a anything. That it's just since I became here as a coordinator, as a head coach, we've said basically there's somebody in there at the quarterback position that's not their normal quarterback. He's impersonating their quarterback by lining up there, but he could do usually some other unique things. So that's kind of just what we named it.
I got you. Thank you.
Yep.
Next culture question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
When you guys lost those two games earlier this year, how concerned were you that you wouldn't be in this position, still able to really control your fate here getting to the title game?
Yeah, Adam, I get it, and I think a lot of people from the outside world that aren't in this program would have that feeling. I didn't. To lose those games the way we did, I thought it only was going to make us stronger. It was very, very difficult times, and if you don't have great kids or great coaches, you wouldn't be able to come out of it. And really, our fan base as well. We have the greatest fans of college football because I don't think any of them stopped believing as well, and they gave support here when we could at home, and then gave us great support on the road when they could. And the result is we put ourselves in a position to go play a Penn State team for the opportunity to play in something even bigger.
And how motivated are your guys? You talked about this before, but after falling short in the Rose Bowl, here's another chance for the guys that were there last year, and then also for a guy like Russell. You know, he mentioned this is why he came to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think Russell, you know, has gotten more and more comfortable with our kids, and as he's probably been here longer, he's heard the stories about, you know, us falling short against TCU. But the main thing we have to do is take care of this Saturday, and the thing that I've loved about this group is they have methodically worked themselves through the month of November. A lot's been said. I think we're 18-2 during my time here in November, and the part that our kids really pride themselves on is playing stronger as the year goes longer. And the bowl game, you know, being a little bit different thing because that's all about your preparation for that last month. But our kids have had an approach that they take every day, mark it off on their calendar, get ready for Saturday, and hopefully good things happen.
Thanks, Brett.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.
Your next question comes from the line of Tammy Matson with the CBSSports.com.
Coach, how are you today?
Good, Tammy.
Yeah, Coach.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, has Peter Kahn's recovery accelerated that you think he could play on Saturday, or are you still anticipating he might be ready for the bowl game? And can you give us a little bit of status on that?
Yeah, no doubt he'll be ready for a bowl game. And the thing about Pete, if you know him, traditionally he's a guy that's come back from any type of injuries a little bit faster than others. He's kind of a genetic freak. You know, he's 6'6", 330 pounds, can run like a deer, and is very, very flexible. And a lot of times when I've been around kids that are of that caliber, that are kind of high genetic, you know, athletically, they tend to recover a little bit faster than most people. So Pete's his own animal. He's doing everything he can. I know every time I walk through the training room, he's down there. I know he was happy the day he got off crutches and the day that he was walking, so it's been a nice progress.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
We have time for one more question for Coach.
Next Coach, a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. Appreciate you joining us all year. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott. Happy Turkey Day, man.
Coach, you too.